According to God's Word, what is the Church Universal?
According to God's Word, the Church Universal is the body and bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the household of God, the pillar and support of the truth.
According to God's Word, what is a local church?
According to God's Word, a local church is an assembly of mutually acknowledged Christians, organized in one locale under scriptural leadership, for the purposes of worship, apostolic instruction, prayer, fellowship, evangelism, service, and the observance of the ordinances.
According to God's Word, what are a local church's scriptural leaders?
According to God's Word, a local church's scriptural leaders are elders, who oversee and shepherd, pastor, and deacons, who assist them.
What are the ordinances a local church is to observe?
The ordinances a local church is to observe are baptism and the Lord's table.
What is the ordinance of baptism?
The ordinance of baptism is the immersion in water of a new Christian in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
What does baptism signify?
Baptism signifies our spiritual union with our Savior in his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins.
What is the ordinance of the Lord's table?
The ordinance of the Lord's table is our eating and drinking of bread and the fruit of the vine in fellowship together, in order to proclaim the Lord's death and to testify to our own individual partaking of all its saving benefits.
Who may partake of the Lord's table?
Those who may partake of the Lord's table are those baptized believers who have examined themselves to ensure that they have confessed to their Lord all known sin and have purposed anew to live in all loving obedience to him.
What is meant by the words, "until he comes," which are used by the Apostle Paul when observing the Lord's table?
The words, "until he comes," teach us indisputably that our Lord Jesus Christ will come a second time. This is the joy and blessed hope of all believers.
In what manner will our Lord come?
Our Lord will come personally, bodily, visibly, and gloriously.